soul without the anchor of a body would end up, eventually, as something like an auditor. Which, to be fair, meant that Unity, who was getting more firmly wrapped in flesh by the minute, was something like a human. And that was a pretty good definition of Lobsang, and, if it came to it, Susan as well. Who knew where humanity began and where it finished? "Come along," she said. "We've got to stick together, right?" Like shards of glass spinning through the air, fragments of history drifted and collided and intersected in the dark. There was a lighthouse, though. The valley of Oi Dong held on to the ever-repeating day. In the hall, almost all of the giant cylinders stood silent, all time run out. Some had split. Some had melted. Some had exploded. Some had simply vanished. But one still turned. Big Thunder, the oldest and largest, ground slowly on its basalt bearing, winding time out at one end and back on the other, ensuring, as Wen had decreed, that the perfect day would never end. Rambert Handesides was all alone in the hall, sitting beside the turning stone in the light of a butter lamp and occasionally throwing a handful of grease onto the base. A clink of stone made him peer into the darkness. It was heavy with the smoke of fried rock. There the sound was again, and then the scratch and flare of a match.
"Lutsay," he said, "is that you?" "I hope so, Rambert, but who knows these days?"
Lutsay stepped into the light and sat down.
"Keeping you busy, are they?"
Handesides sprang to his feet.
"It's been terrible, Sweeper. Everyone's up at the Mandala Hall. It's worse than the Great Crash. There's bits of history everywhere, and we've lost half the spinners. We'll never be able to put it all..."
No, you look like a man who's had a busy day," said Lutsay kindly.
"Not got a lot of sleep, eh? Tell you what, I'll take care of this. You go and get a bit of shut-eye, OK?" "We thought you were lost out in the world, and..."
the monk burbled.
"And now I'm back," smiled Lutsay, patting him on the shoulder. "There's still that little alcove round the corner where you repair the smaller spinners. And there's still those unofficial bunks for when it's the night shift and you only need a couple of lads to keep their eye on things."
Handesides nodded and looked guilty. Lutsay wasn't supposed to know about the bunks.
"You get along then," said Lutsay.
He watched the man's retreating back and added quietly,
"And if you wake up, you might turn out to be the luckiest idiot that ever there was. Well, Wonderboy, what next?"
"We put everything back," said Lobsang, emerging from the shadows.
"You know how long that took us last time?"
"Yes," said Lobsang,
looking around the stricken hall and heading towards the podium. "I do. I don't think it'll take me as long."
"I wish you sounded more certain," said Susan.
"I'm pretty certain," said Lobsang, running his fingers over the bobbins on the board. Lutsay waved a cautionary hand at Susan. Lobsang's mind was already on the way somewhere else, and now she wondered how large a space it was occupying. His eyes were closed.
"The spinners that are left... Can you move the jumpers?" he said.
"I can show the ladies how to," said Lutsay.
"Are there not monks who know how to do this?" said Unity.
"It would take too long. I am an apprentice to a sweeper. They would run around asking questions," said Lobsang. "You will not."
"He's got a point right enough," said Lutsay. "People will start saying, 'What is the meaning of this?' and 'Bick it!' and we'll never get anything done."
Lobsang looked down at the bobbins and then across at Susan. "Imagine that there is a jigsaw all in pieces, but I am very good at spotting edges and shapes, very good. And all the pieces are moving, but because they were once linked, they have by their very nature a memory of that link. Their shape is the memory. Once a few are in the right position, the rest will be easier. Oh, and imagine that all the bits are scattered across the whole of eventuality and mixing randomly with pieces from other histories. Can you grasp all that?"
"Yes, I think so."
"Good. Everything I've just said is nonsense. It bears no resemblance to the truth of the matter in any way at all. But it is a lie that you can... understand, I think. And then afterwards..."
"You're going to go, aren't you?" said Susan.
It was not a question.
"I will not have enough power to stay," said Lobsang.
"You need power to stay human," said Susan.
She hadn't been aware of the rise of her heart, but now it was sinking.
"Yes, even trying to think in a mere four dimensions is a terrible effort. I'm sorry. Even to hold in my mind the concept of something called now is hard.